For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Quieting your inner critic. How easy is it for you to list your good qualities? For most of us, each time we think of a strength, our inner critic kicks in and tells us we really aren't that good. It ridicules any attempt to look on the bright side of things. Our inner critic encourages imposter syndrome, that sense of feeling fake, with an accompanying worry that people will find out that we're not really that good. A healthy inner critic helps you to recognize where you've gone wrong and what you need to do to set things straight. But for most people, the inner critic goes way overboard, throwing the second dart of shaming, nitpicking, and fault-finding. By doing so, it creates a belief that something is wrong with us. When we believe everything our inner critic says, we waste our whole life trying to prove ourselves to the world. We hunger for approval from others so that we can feel better about ourselves. So where does this inner critic come from? It represents all the critical, disappointed voices from our childhood. The inner critic played a role in your childhood to allow you to control the more wayward forces of anger, rage, greed, and selfishness, often by using shame. It's not a very sophisticated mechanism, as it was fully developed by age 8. So reasoning with your inner critic goes nowhere. You invite your inner critic when you hold yourself to a high standard of perfection. When you fail to meet that impossible standard, you hear the same words over and over and over again. I'm not good enough. How could I be so dumb? I'll never get it right. For most of us, our inner critic has lived past its sell-by date. We no longer need that harsh voice haranguing us at every turn. We can employ reason, reflection, and compassion to navigate the challenges of our lives. But for some reason, we still listen to the inner critic. And the more we listen, the deeper its roots take hold. The inner critic usually gets more powerful when others have been nasty, belittling, or mean toward you. We can't make the inner critic go away, but we can reduce the power it holds over us. As soon as we recognize the characteristic tone or words of the inner critic, we can be skeptical about it. We can stop believing that our failures are who we really are. We can choose whether we want to join with the critic and believe it or separate from it and doubt it. Often the inner critic masquerades as reality or truth. To help take off that mask, we can ask, is it possible there's another way to see this situation? Is this the real truth or not? Are you sure? We tend to want to ignore or fight the inner critic, but what we resist persists. If we fight it by saying, I shouldn't be judging, I'm too harsh, we only add more judging. And when we call it a bitch, we're simply engaging it. Instead, we can simply acknowledge it with an inward bow and say, oh yes, my inner critic. As soon as we do, the judging thought loses its power over us. We can even say, thank you for your opinion. You can decide whether or not to listen to the inner critic, to believe it, or to act on what it says. Whenever you do make another choice, carefully observe what happens. The inner critic has always warned you disaster would ensue if you stopped obeying it. You will likely find out this isn't true. When responding to the inner critic, be mindful of how you're talking to yourself. Language is very powerful and you are listening. So talk to yourself in useful ways. This criticism has a grain of truth in it, but everything else is exaggerated or untrue. This is what blank used to tell me. It was wrong then and it's wrong now. This is not helping me and I don't have to listen to it. I'm trying my best. I made a mistake, but I'll do better next time. Remember, you are allowed to make mistakes just like every other person. It does not make you less worthy or dumb. One way to get past the negative conditioning is to actively develop self-compassion. learning to accept yourself and be a good friend to yourself. Compassion is a direct antidote to the inner critic's poison. So it will attack compassion, making kindness seem like weakness, sentimentality, or selfishness. Carl Rogers wrote, "The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change." In other words, this acceptance, this recognizing what's going on inside of us, and this deep unconditional tenderness is the prerequisite for change. So here's some practical tips for quieting your inner critic. When you're feeling upset, look at what thoughts are flooding your mind. Number two, identify your inner critic. Usually we're not even aware it's speaking. Number three, sit with your inner critic so you get to know it and can recognize it. Number four, listen, then step back to observe if there's any truth to what it says. Five, look at the overall big picture, not each little detail. No one's perfect. We're all just blokes bumbling along through life. And number six, send yourself some unconditional love. As one of my teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh, says, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens.